Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports. Voice.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
Alrighty, buddy, Maddie C Sports. I'm here with Earthquake Aaron Trussell, coming off a big win at Cage Titan 62 against Sam Watford. Yeah, how you doing, bro?
Man, I'm just enjoying life right now, man. Eating all the good food. So I think last week I had a whole pizza, like for lunch, and like two cheeseburgers for dinner. So we just been eating good.
Word, man, word. I can respect that. Bro, first question I got, man, why did you take the fro away, man? Why? That shit was fire, man. That was like your signature, bro.
It's coming back, man. It's coming back, man. Pretty much, like, it's just a lot. Like, I wake up, I have to pick it out and comb it and try to keep it manicured. And one morning, I just woke up and I just couldn't take it no more. I ain't feel like combing. I live next to a barbershop, so I cut it off.
Because everybody I know that everybody that trains and works with you is like, yo, don't mess with him when he got his hair out like that. I was like, oh no, he cut his hair. Like, what's gonna happen? And I was like, yeah, that's what's up. No worry about hair, bro.
No, man. Yeah, it was just a spur of the moment thing. And I was like, as soon as I cut it, I was mad. But they're like, it's whatever. I'm gonna grow it back. I'm gonna cut it one more time for Christmas when I go visit my parents. And then right after that, I'm growing it back out. I have it back in like 6 months.
Man, so take me back to Cage Titan 62 when you fought Sam Watford. Now, he's been a guest at, Cage Titans quite a few times. But, yo, you really rocked that show, bro. I mean, it went two rounds, but, man, like, I was in Florida and I saw that. I was like, damn, Earthquake came into work. Bro, like, what was that? Man. How was you feeling that night?
I was real calm. I was like, honestly, I feel like the first one, I was just too relaxed. Like, I was just comfortable. Like, the whole week leading up to it, it barely felt like I had a fight. I was like, it was just normal. It was like, okay, you know, I couldn't wait. It just all felt normal. The whole process, couldn't wait and everything. Nothing was too stressful on my body. Like, it sucked just the amount I expected it to suck. And then I got to the arena, I was just as nervous or as anxious as I expected to be. Like, everything was real normal. I was talking to people. I was joking around. And I just went out and fought. And then I guess, like, after I had to wake up a bit. And then I was like, okay, I'm actually in a fight. Let me go wake up. And then when the second round woke up, I woke up. So.
Bro, those kicks were disgusting, bro. And then you go ground and pound after that, and then you gave everybody a show. You're like, fuck my shorts, here we go, let's get these shits off. I'm sweating my ass off, bro.
That was crazy. I plan on taking the shorts off, man, but I didn't plan on throwing them. Was in the spur of the moment. I was gonna keep them. I like those shorts.
did somebody give them back to you, bro?
Nah, the person who caught them, she came up and talked to me afterwards. But she gave him to a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, give me that back, kid. Let's give me that.
Yeah, for real.
I like these ones.
Yeah. I broke the waistband. When I pulled them off, so quick, I popped the waistband. So that's why I threw them. So I'll buy another pair.
All right. So how did you feel going up into that fight? So it seems like you were cooling, and then like once fight started and after the first round, the second round, you really put in the Earthquake business. So like going into that fight, like how'd you feel training wise at City of Tong and, you know, with all them people over there?
I mean, it was just, It was, I don't know, I felt good. Like, it took me a minute to, like, get in the, honestly, it took me a minute to, like, getting gear. Like, to get, like, start, like, ramping up the training. Because I didn't have so many, like, since June, my last fight, I didn't have so many people, like, fall out and, like, fight. So, oh, we're going to get you a fight this day, and then it doesn't happen. So, even so, when they told me I got a fight, it was almost like, okay, I'll get ready, but, okay, yeah, right. So, but then, like, the closer it got, I was like, all right, let's start, let's pick it up a bit. So, I turned it up. And it was good. Once I got going, it was good.
Yeah, it seems like your striking slash boxing was on point, bro.
Yeah, we threw. We I showed a little something. I gave myself a B minus, but you know, I feel like I showed something.
Yo, nobody's an A plus. Nobody know A plus.
Yeah. I at least want an A out there though. I'm gonna give me a 97.
I'll give you, I'll give you that, bro. Like that, them punches was deadly, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like I gotta get myself to a 90. Like before, I think I'm like at like a 97. Like, you know, I need my 99% on Madden. I'm trying to get to that point. You know, I feel like I'm hovering around 85. It's like it's striking 85. I'm like, nah, I promise, I got like a 99 striking. Just give me a second. Let me just relax a little bit more. But not too much.
Well, when I saw your fight, just the force of your kicks and punches was incredible. I was like, God damn, like this compared to the Delahaye fight and all the other ones, I'm like, damn, like he's a totally stronger. Different fighter. And you fought Sage really well too. That was a tough one.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to run it back with him, but he keeps saying no. He don't want me.
He's been fighting everywhere too.
I know he's been active, man. He's been trying to go on a tear. He just fought Ryan Sanders or Saunders or whatever his name is. But I mean, I'll take anybody, but I just like to run it back. Anything I lost, I want to run it back. And a lot of the guys, like my early losses, both of those guys are retired now, so I can't get those back. So I'm just looking at like Sage and Mike, like, what y'all doing? Like, if y'all, because me personally, anybody I fought, if they want to fight again, we can fight again because I feel like I'm better. So if I feel like I'm better than you, it don't matter how many times we fight.
Right, right.
And I feel like if they have that confidence in themselves, that's how they should feel too.
So is it true, the rumors going, that you would fight Joe Giannetti if he was at 170?
Yeah, if he was at 170, but I know he wants to focus at 155.
Yeah.
But if he wants to be at 170, I'm your huckleberry.
Oh, that's old school right there. I like that.
Yeah. That's a tombstone, right? Nah.
Tombstone, yep.
Yeah, it is tombstone, yeah.
That is tombstone, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, going into the break now, I mean, do you have any fights coming up again at the end of this year, or are you jumping into 2024?
Just waiting to 2024. But I'm ready whenever.
They want to fight in Louisiana?
I wish. Let me see. I don't know. Let me see. Let me shop around. Let me talk to some of my old coaches back home. See what connections I got.
They got them B4s up there, and you could go back to LFA.
Yeah, they got LFA down there. And they got a couple other ones, because I like a couple guys that I train with or used to train with. I see where they fighting. So I've seen some other organizations down there.
They should have some fights in Shreveport, bro.
Man, that'd be nice.
Fight on the field.
I want to fight outside. I really want to fight outside. I want to be like, I know it's like nature, so it's hard to do those ones, but I want to fight outside.
I seen Cage Warriors up in Cali, and they fought in San Diego, and they fought all outside. I'm like, yo,
you guys on the beach, are right?
Fucking... Yeah, I was like, there's condos like right across the fucking that's event. Cool, I'm like, bro, like, let me get that.
That's like a Street Fighters level. It's like people are just getting to really just see it for free from their balconies. It's like, dang, people really just fighting over there. Like, yeah, imagine, that'd be great.
Let me get that Airbnb real quick.
For real, best view in the house.
Is there anybody that you want up here, whether it be Combat FC, Combat Zone? Like, I mean, you already said like Joe Giannetti if he's at 170, but Is there anybody you're looking for in particular?
Like, particularly, like I said, the people that I lost to, I want to run it back. But if they don't want to run it back, I'll put it this way. And you can say how they, cause the scoreboard gonna say what the scoreboard say. You can always point up. And I'm giving them a way out. So that's how nice of a guy I am. You can always point at the score. You can always look up and be like, scoreboard. If you feel like I'm saying something that you don't like. But if you don't accept the fight, I'm taking that as a deal for me. Because you're saying no. That's like, we can go to war. And then you're like, nah, y'all guns too big. We scraped away with it last time. So yeah. We don't want to bring out the nukes. But you can always be like, scoreboard. You know, you got those. So it is, the ball's in your court. You can take your ball and go home.
So that's the best saying, isn't it? Take your ball and go home, bro.
Screw you guys. I'm going ham. Like,
that's what I say to people. I say, yo, oh no, you gonna take your basketball and go home?
Hey, you take your ball and go home. Hey, I ain't mad at you. I don't blame you. But I'm gonna say, from what I look at, if anybody asks me, I'll be like, that's a dealt by what's the word I'm looking for? Inactivity. I don't know.
Yeah. So what you got for Thanksgiving, bro? What's on the plate? Because everybody has missed out on it a lot. So,
I'm ready this time.
What's your plate right now?
I don't know. My brother's cooking. I'm gonna make macaroni and cheese, and I'm gonna bring some cheesecake.
You can set it on down here, bro.
And we'll see. I don't know. I tried to make mac and cheese, I think, 2 years ago. It was all right. So we're gonna try again this year. We'll hopefully do better.
With the breadcrumbs and all that business.
Yeah, try a little recipe.
Throw some Tonys on that bitch. Like,
yeah. I don't even know about Tonys up here. I feel like people don't be putting Tonys on.
But somebody does.
Yeah. I got some Slap Your Mama, actually.
That's like y'all pepper down there, bro. It ain't no Cajun seasoning. It's fucking pepper down there.
Yes. Yeah, whatever they put in here, I don't know. I just know it go good with everything pretty much.
Yeah, bro. So are you becoming an inspiring hip-hop artist, too, with your bro, man? Because he got some fire songs going out, bro.
Oh, man. Once upon a time, when I was, like, 12, 13, before I started training, I used to, like, my brother, he'd been rapping since he was, like, I don't know. I won't say he'd been rapping since he was 13. It might be later. It might be sooner. But when he was, like, 16, 17, I used to rap. And I used to be all right. You know, I think I was all right.
Wait. So you're just gonna be in the music videos for now.
He always asks me too, but I don't know, I'm more bashful than I put on.
You just gotta go like this, bro.
I know, baby. I'll be like giggling. You know, you gotta look tough. You gotta make it serious. Like, it ain't always laughing matters, but I would be like, oh man, it's gonna be funny to me. So,
bro, it's because you don't have the hair, bro. Like, if you had the hair, you'd be more serious in the videos, man.
Nah, man, I'm goofy as hell. Like, but I do appreciate, because, like, what was it, last year? Matter of fact, right before I fought Sage, in June, we went up to New York and we met with Dave East. And that was cool. So I was like, it's nice to meet people and hang out with
them. That's pretty dope. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
And then even then, I was trying to act serious. I was like, don't be like smiling and be too happy about it. Like, but it is what it is. I appreciate them. Like, bring me out this stuff. But I'd be like, weird. I'd be the record, like, I can't do it, man. I can't be this serious. I'm like, it sounds good. But you don't want me in the video. I'll be there when you film it, but don't ask me to be in it.
Oh, but
have a straight face at least.
You can be like that right now. You're good. So you yourself, I mean, has anybody contacted you, like, you know, up here? Like, I know Cage Titans has contacted you, but as like CES or Bellator or anybody tried to like hit you up?
Nah, nobody, not shit, man. I think I need like two more good ones. I like the KO streak. I like the fact I'm putting people away. So as long as we keep that going, I feel like it's soon, 2024. You know, we just passed the Jordan year. We headed into the Kobe year now. So we're going to do something special with Kobe.
Oh, I like that comparison, bro. So you went from 98 into 99 on. You're 2023 on.
Yeah. So we're gonna have some fun. But so this next year, hope we're gonna hit the ground running. Hope get the ground running, get a fight in January or February. I know I'm going home in February for my birthday, so I try to get at least one fight before then. Come back for late spring, early summer, go on a tear.
I feel like that would be your best feeling, bro, is winning in your home state, bro.
Oh, man, I want to fight in the Dome so bad. That's a dream, is fighting the Dome.
The Louisiana Superdome?
Yeah, I want to fight in where the Saints play. I want to fight in the Dome. That's like a dream of mine, to fight in the Dome. I feel like that. I feel like the Coliseum. That'll be like as close as you can get to it, because it's humongous. And it's like, the people...
Can you imagine filling a football field and top of that, the stands?
Whoa. Exactly. The field plus the stands. People are screaming. It'd be an earthquake. Like, it would be on the Richter scale. Like, that would be so dope.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
A bunch of Cajuns, you know, and Creoles screaming.
I'm sure you'd be fine fighting in Shreveport.
Oh, no, I love to fight. There's a nice little spot there. They don't do many fights there, but there's a... Like, what is it? It's not our hockey team.
Any of the casinos, have space for a cage in there? It's got to be one of millions in there.
we got a lot of centers. We got, like, convention centers and, like, halls and stuff like that. So, usually, like, when I fought in Shreveport, I used to fight at the Municipal Auditorium is where I used to fight at. Which is historical, because Elvis Presley performed there once upon a time.
That's dope. That's dope.
So I remember one time, one of my boys, he was fighting. It was like the promotion's not even there around anymore, but he was fighting for the amateur title. And the dressing room they put us in, like for his fight, because I was cornering him, it was like the same dressing room that Elvis was in. It was like a really nice. You could tell it was like for a show. There's like a bunch of mirrors and like the big light bulbs, like all the time. It was really nice. Then he went out there and put on an amazing fight. Won. It was amazing. So it was all around good night. So, like, I don't even know if they have fights there anymore, but it's a really nice venue, really nice place, a lot of history. And I feel like I have some of my best performances that, because of copyright, aren't even on YouTube anymore, which, like, sucks. It's good because I guess people can't watch my old fights, like my opponents. But for me, I'm like, dang, man, y'all missed out on some tech, beautiful-looking stuff because, like, copyright, like, on music and stuff. So it got pulled from YouTube.
Did you know, coming into, again, going back to 62, I mean, like, for me, I saw it through my phone. I was watching it, like, while I was away on vacation. But, like, how loud was it when you just fucking won that fight? And especially your dope ending running around the fucking...
I honestly, man, I don't be hearing nothing. It sounds like white noise, even like when it gets real like loud in there. But when I took off my shorts and started running around, I could hear everybody laughing. It sounded like a comedy show. Everybody was just laughing. But it was perfect. I loved it. I like make people laugh. So I feel like that was a good fight. Like last time I was at K-San, I'm going to make you feel a lot of emotion, because I don't know. I'd be lazy sometimes when too tired. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, next round I'm going to actually come out and fight you a bit. Right, so I make people sweat a bit, which I think is good for the show. You make them sweat a bit. Everybody likes a little comeback, a little high, a little low. So get all the emotions going. And then we end with a laugh. So
now my thing is the perfect idea, and you can thank it to me if you do it. Take your brother in the walkout, have him make a music video while you're walking out. Then you won't be as nervous, and then he just makes a dope song right at Cage Titans.
I think he's asked me that once, and then like two of my teammates who were like listening to my brother's music, they were like, "Man, you should walk with your brother." And I was like, he just don't make the music I like walk out to. I'm walk out to like disco and like some funky stuff, and I'm like, I love rap. And I listen to it like in my downtime. I'm mainly listening to rap more than anything else. But I don't know, when I walk, I almost want to feel like I don't even want to feel like I'm about to get into a fight. I want to feel like I'm going out to a club. It's a Saturday night. And then I just turn around and like, oh my God, there's somebody trying to attack me. And I just got to defend myself. So that's why I think about it. I don't even really think about it as fight. Like, I think about it as like an altercation in the street. Like, oh my God. It's like, and then somebody comes and breaks it up, which is the referee. So, you know, my friends are there. My friends come out with me. We all going, you know, like we mob into the club. And that's like what I'm listening to on the way. Like, we in the 70s, we in the 80s. We had the club, Studio 54, and we just got into a fight. And, you know, my friends, they'll come, you know, if I win, they'll come and help me. In between, they'll tell me, hey, man, you need to move a bit, man. You're getting killed out there. So,
oh, you going with, like, you going with, like, Grandmaster Flash, like, white line shit, like, going out like that, bro.
Yeah, we about to have a party, about to be cool, and, like, we just going to have a good time. And then somebody, you know, stepped in, and they trying to ruin our good time. So I got to take care of them real quick so we can get back to it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, bro, my final question to you, bro, is, you know, what's your goals for 2024? Like, are you going for as many a fight you can? Or, like, do you have a goal of, like, maybe 5 or 6 fights or more? Like, what's your goal for 2024?
So, last year or this year, we're in currently 2023, my goal was 6 fights in a year. I only got 4, so I'm really disappointed in myself. But I'm a victim of my own success because people started saying no after I started putting them down. But so it slowed up the momentum. So this year, I'm still going to try to hit 6 again. So 6 is the goal once again.
All right.
But not even really, but 6 is the goal. I want 6 fights, and I need the quality. I need the quality. So, you know, the rematches, those two, I can see you. Or you can, you know, you can call scoreboard if you want to. But like I said, if somebody asks me and they be like, do you think you can whoop him? I'm going to be like, yeah. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be like, nah. So to prove me wrong. So that's the ball's in your court. And besides those two, anybody else is cool. You just, you know, I don't know if the rankings that they have online really matter to anybody, but anybody ranked above me. And anybody. Well, that's anybody. Well,
I got taught the best lesson from almost, I don't know, 75% fighters that come on the show is don't matter what your record is, you could have that fucking night and upset somebody, or your record just gets better. It don't fucking matter. It's your career. Yeah. So I appreciate you. I like the way you fight. I think you're a beast in there. And you just be cooling, but I wouldn't want to be the one to talk shit to you because you get more angry about that shit. I remember when you was like, yo, you're gonna bring. I don't know what the area code in Shreveport was. You like, I'm about to bring the out of me
318.
About to bring the 318 out of me real quick. But nah, everything was good. It was a good fight. I'm like,
just talking a bit, you know, don't get nervous to fight over it. We'd already settled our differences. I'm just talking now.
But yeah, man, so what's how can anybody reach out to you, like Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, whatever?
Earthquake MMA across all platforms. So easy to find.
Simple enough.
You know. You know, if you want to see me fight somebody, hit me up. I'm down to fight somebody.
Word. And I'm going to talk to them Louisiana promoters, get you a fucking fight down there.
All right.
That'll give me a reason to fly down there because I told you I'm going to Alexandria. So actually, fight on February vacation, too.
Alexandria. What's in Alexandria?
One of my good friend's sisters lives down there. And her husband, they're like good peoples, man. Like, all you Southern folk are real nice people. Man. I don't know why y'all fuck with I don't know why y'all fuck with the Louisianians or anybody down there, because they're the nicest people and they cook bomb ass food that'll make you gain 50 pounds compared to up here where you only gain 30.
If you want to like see where we used to hang out at back in my younger years when I was like probably like 19 to like 22, and we used to like drive, we used to be like on that interstate going back and forth from like Shreveport to New Orleans, Baton Rouge. Like, we was hitting every city, like, every weekend we was driving back and forth. We used to stay eating at the CC's in Alexandria. You know, if it's still there. But it's like, it's not even that good. It's like, I don't even recommend you go there. I mean, let me not ruin their business, but.
Yeah.
It's a CC's.
Yeah, bro.
On the side of the highway. We used to frequent that spot.
Macaroni and cheese pizza and
yeah, cinnamon pizza. Or like, cinnamon apple, pizza. Apple pie pizza, stuff like
apple
that.
Apple pie pizza.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. The arcade in there. I was just young enough to appreciate the arcade and old enough to afford it.
Hell yeah, bro. All right, everybody. Earthquake, Aaron Trussell. It's been Maddie C Sports. Love you, Sadie. Good night, Sadie, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Peace.
Thanks for watching Maddie C Sports. Make sure to follow Maddie C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, MattieC23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Maddie C Sports on YouTube.
They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal. Taking my pick and I pounce.